Click Talk.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Yo, yo, yo. That's what I keep hearing from Tom. Yo.
Yo. Yeah, this is Ghostly Talk.
This is Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, I'm Scott Ellis.
And I'm Doug.
And this is one of the most insane, from what you've been hearing, paranormal talk shows on the net.
I know we're insane, so, you know, why not?
Yeah. What a week.
This has been the...
You know,
that sums it up. Three words, what a week.
You know,
I'm sorry about not putting the archive up until Friday or whatever, Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, we've both been pretty busy.
Swiped off our feet.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely terrible.
Because regardless of the fact we've said this before, you know, we do this show once a week. We do put a lot of work into what we're doing here, but we...
This week.
No, unfortunately not. But, you know, it isn't like we sit here all week in our chairs just waiting for 7 o'clock on Sunday nights to, like, you know, hit us so we can do this show.
No, instead we go out and about and interact with people, and sometimes that creates a little bit of havoc.
Yeah, which leads us into our first bit for the
night. That'll be our first topic, yeah.
Now, this is going to be a very interactive thing. I mean, this is between both me and Doug, and I'm going to start out, okay? And then Doug can do his thing, and we're going to be as tactful as possible here.
We're going to try.
This is a family show, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you guys know me an hour out of the week, and you see me on the message boards, you know.
And some have hunted with us.
Yeah, some have actually, we've talked to a lot of people. We've actually met a lot of people. That's very cool. But to start out with, I mean... Personally, me, I've been an enthusiast of the paranormal since childhood. And
me
I know
too.
Doug too has.
Yeah, we've always like the paranormal has been absolutely fascinating both of us since our childhoods.
And myself, I mean, a lot of people know my story. Like about a year ago.
Yes, about a year ago. This
I was finishing college.
Yeah,
I was finishing college, and I needed something else to do besides just being a goofball. So I decided to really pursue the world of the paranormal and really get into it and start reading and start understanding how people go about researching and studying these things. Well, I was introduced to the term we loosely refer to as clubs.
Oh, the Yahoo clubs.
Yeah, clubs, whatever. Yeah.
They were clubs or groups or something.
Yeah. And just to sum it up for you people, in the past year, I have been lambasted, I have been lied to, I have been drugged through the mud. I have been labeled as an alcoholic and a womanizer. All because I was part of the paranormal community.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off right now.
Well, me too. I mean, yeah. I have been lied to. I have been taken advantage of. I have, had equipment that now no longer is in my possession.
Yes.
I've had not a very good experience so far with clubs and groups.
Yeah.
Paranormal clubs and groups.
I mean, one of our first shows we did was on, like, how to put together a club.
And I think that was our first show.
Actually it was.
Yeah.
And looking back on that, we sat down and said, okay, we're gonna write a plan out for everybody, and this is how you put together a good club.
Yeah, and at the time, I thought it was a good idea. I still think it's a pretty good idea, but we were all excited about ghost hunting.
Yeah.
We were all excited about being in a club or a group, and we were it was fun.
Yeah.
It was interesting. We were scientifically taking measurements out in the field.
Yeah.
We were laughing and having a good time.
Uh-huh.
And
then the drama starts.
And then the drama and the group dynamics bite you in the rear.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I've been thinking about this all day long, and it's been burning me all day long. I'm beside myself. I really am. And, I mean, this isn't going to deter Ghostly Talk. Me and Doug had a good talk about this when I got here today. And this isn't going to deter Ghostly Talk at all. If anything, it's going to make this a better show. But you people know who you are. I mean, I'm not naming names. That's not my job here. Me or Doug are not on the air here to ruin anybody's reputation, but you know who you are. And someday, you're going to get what's going to come back to you, too. I am a strong believer in karma, as is Doug.
Yeah.
And someday I'm going to be looking down at you as you burn in hell. You really will. I'm sorry. I'm pissed off right now.
I think, though, to balance it out.
Yeah.
The vast majority, because I also feel the same way you do. Okay,
I'll be the negative side. You be the positive side.
Well, there are certain people who I am like majorly disillusioned with,
mm-hmm.
and I am ticked off to no end because you know I've been jilted.
Yeah,
we've all been jilted. But to balance it out, I think it was a few people.
Yeah.
who have done the jilting and the bad stuff and spreading the rumors and telling the lies and you know that and taking my equipment and. Yeah. And my money.
And mine, too.
Yeah. So there's been a few people doing that. And all the rest of the people are fantastic.
Yeah, really. The majority...
I have met some of the best people in the paranormal community. I could sit there and name all these wonderful, great people. I think you guys know who you are. You know, Kyle Shelley.
We know so many people out there.
All these people are just phenomenal.
I mean, we met through that. And we're sitting here, we blabber every Sunday, you know, about the paranormal now.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought in a million years that I would, like, be doing this right now.
Right.
I mean, a year ago, I'm sitting at my office desk, like, wasting time per usual, combing the internet, trying to find, you know...
Something interesting about a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now I'm sitting here right now, you know, in the haunted basement studios in Fraser, doing a talk show on the paranormal. I mean, that amazes me to this day. It really does.
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic. And we actually have listeners from all over the world. Yeah, I really like the way Ghostly Talk is going.
Yeah, and we're having a great time.
The fortunate thing is, Ghostly Talk has been you and me from the beginning.
Yeah.
So you know, Scott and I have been, you know, this is our hobby, this is what's fun to us, and we're sitting here and talking about ghosts and talking about listener stories and talking about topics that sometimes amaze me that we got through an hour talking about.
Well, topics that
we
thought in a million years would never even be part of what we're doing right now.
Oh, yeah, and it's all fascinating stuff to us, and even though there was a point last night where I was thinking, you know, enough is enough.
Same here.
But I think, and I was going to.
We both came here tonight, and I rung you up on the phone on the way here.
Yes,
like, we're gonna have a talk when I get over here.
Yeah,
you know? And we talked about it, you know. But I mean,
I really thought at one point last night, I thought that's it. Yeah. You know, I am so done with paranormal communities right now.
I mean, fortunately, me and Doug, I mean. I think we're the last two adults left on Earth, I guess, because, I mean, fortunately, me and him can sit down and look each other in the eye and tell each other what we feel about something, and we can agree on things, and we can still disagree on things, but we can still be like, hey, you know, we work good together. Sure, we have things, we look at things differently a little bit, but we're both adults.
And then, I think that's necessary. Anything, you can't be exactly agreeable on everything.
Completely
and you
necessary.
Can't disagree on everything. You have to... You know, hash it out, fight it out, in order to learn and grow.
Even on that, have we ever been like, hey, man, I got a real problem with you right now? No, it's never been that. It's like,
no.
Hey, because there's never been that problem.
Right.
Because we've always been like, hey, let's work it out, no problem.
Let's see what happens.
Hey, let's fix it.
Lay it on the line and fix it if it's broke, yeah.
There's people on this planet, and I will never it's been happening to me.
Well, why do they find us, or why do we find them?
Yeah. Exactly. Why do they, both ways. Why do we find them, and why do they find us?
How?
What the hell is going on?
Exactly.
I am so sick of these whining, whining children.
I mean, he's doing this behind my back, and you're just screwing this person, and this person's screwing that person, and this...
What is wrong with you? You're an adult. Use your brain. You were given a brain for a reason. My God, if all you need to... I mean, sit on the couch and watch Jerry Springer all day long. You get all the drama you want.
That way it doesn't
affect
us.
Keep it out of my life. Keep it out of our life, because this is ridiculous.
We would like to talk with the serious people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and there's tons of them.
You hear us laughing every week here. We have fun doing this.
We have a lot of fun. But we don't... It's not a Jerry Springer world for us. Okay?
It's not.
We don't want that kind of stuff in our lives.
If I want you to know about my life, you'll know about it. You understand? Sit in your little house with your little computer and piss and moan on the internet all day long. I don't care. Keep it out of my life and Doug's. We've gotten to that point now.
Yeah.
And we have met, like Doug said, we have met some of the most phenomenal people doing this. And I am proud to say I know these people.
Too. I'm honored to have had some of the conversations and some of the fights and some of the meeting of minds that I've had.
Exactly.
Because some of these people are brilliant. Some of these people are serious, you know, either scientists or psychic kind of people, you know, very serious at what they do. We've had some wonderful interactions, and some of these people I'm very, very proud to say are my friends.
Yeah. I mean,
they're electronic friends as well as some are in-person friends.
And me and you met on this medium, and, like, you're one of my best friends now.
I think it's awesome.
We hang out. We talk every day.
Every day.
I mean, that's why we work so good on a radio show.
Like, usually about Saturday, it's like, oh, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? But I've met some phenomenal people, and then I've met the other bunch.
Yeah, it's just,
that have really,
You really need to stick your head in the toilet and keep it there, because I'm sick of you.
Yeah, that other
quit
bunch.
Following me around, quit bothering us, leave us alone, we're done. Okay?
Right. If we've written you off,
we've been holding back on this for so we kept our mouths shut. We said we're gonna be professionals about this.
Yeah.
We're doing a radio show. This show is about the paranormal world, whatever you want to talk about in the paranormal world, and we're trying to keep the goddamn drama off of this. Okay? We're trying to keep the drama off of this show. But we both agreed today that for once
we're going to take a segment of the show
and go, look, this is what's up. Here's the message. You know who you are. Shut your hole and go away.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. And Doug's sick of it, too. And this has been going on. I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about the whole past year. The whole past year, we've been working together. We can't say it enough. We run into some wonderful, wonderful people.
And I think the good people know who they are.
They know who they are.
They know
and they're sitting there right now going,
oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah.
That's probably what they're saying.
But they're sitting there going, you know, I know these guys, and, you know, they've always been cool with me. Somebody must have really pissed them off.
Yeah, well, someone did. Yeah. A lot of people. Several people. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a dozen. It was several people.
Just enough people to grind our asses to the point that we're sitting on the radio ranting and raving about them right now.
Yeah, because there's been... you and I made a conscious decision not to talk about our beefs.
No, we made a conscious decision.
We said we are not going to talk about what happened to us and why things are the way they are.
Yeah.
And
it's life. It really is. It's life.
It's life. And we decided, no, we're not going to do this. But, this past week has been just so turbulent and so traumatic.
And it's like...
We're not going to say what happened in either case.
No, I don't want to get into the details.
But we're going to say that, you know, look, you guys who have jilted us, you guys who have spread rumors, you guys who have lied to us, you know, leave us alone.
Just go away.
Go away.
Go away.
You
we
know,
don't need you.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that to us, you know what? You're not going to stop us.
And when you do that to other people, too, not just Scott and me. Okay. Yeah, obviously, you know, there's a pattern going on, right? And you're going to be doing this to whomever you run across. And you're going to be doing it under the auspices of the paranormal community.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you got us, right? Because we're interested in paranormal. We're going to join any group we can. We're going to do this. We're going to, you know, everything's going to be great. We're going to scientifically study the paranormal. We're going to learn about the paranormal. We're going to talk about the paranormal. We're going to write about the paranormal. We're going to do everything we can because we're just, like, so, you know, bundles of energy about the paranormal, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to, you know, feed that, and you're going to take advantage of that with not only us, but we've, you know, pretty much written you guys off. Then you're going to go out and get other people. Leave them alone, too.
Yeah.
Because other people, you know, like, what happens is, and what I'm really scared to death of, is that, like, Scott and I, even last night, I was thinking, okay, that's enough. I've had it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a member of any group. I'm not going to do ghostly talk. I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. I'm sick of this paranormal.
Why you thought that, too? Because we both look at it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby, God's sake.
It's our hobby.
You're making this your life.
We make no money. We make no... I mean, we pay in order to do this show.
We lost money doing the show, but we love to do
it.
We love what we're doing here.
And so I was done last night. But then, you know, I thought about it, and I'm like, okay, these few people are not worth, me quitting because exactly. there's so much more good stuff out there as well. The problem is somebody who's interested in the paranormal might meet up with these few bad people that we're talking about, okay, and might get taken in and then might get, you know, hurt the same way we've been hurt. And then they may actually close down and say, "That's it. I'm not going to study the paranormal. I'm not going to share my knowledge. I'm not going to learn from people. I'm not going to participate in the paranormal community anymore." Just like I was thinking of last night.
Yeah.
But I don't want. And that might have been a very good person, but they get jilted by these basically bad people.
We need all the soldiers we can get.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
The paranormal is not a hard science. It's not a science like biology or oceanography or archaeology even though that's kind of vague. It's not a hard science. It's not an accepted science. And so we need all these amateur scientists going out there and doing this stuff and studying it and learning and then hopefully making a breakthrough. That's what we need. And if these bad people out there if they make the wrong person just close off and say, "That's it, I'm not doing no more paranormal stuff because these bad people are out there."
Yeah.
It might have been the person who actually was able to get reliable, constant communication.
Who had that angle they came from that nobody else did.
Yeah, and so you're closing off creativity. You're making it worse for the paranormal community, and I don't want to see that happen.
No, I don't want to see it, and it just makes me sick.
It does.
And
me too. I think that's it.
Yeah, in closing, and we're going to both say something about this, I want you to, the people in question, I hope you get to listen to this. I hope you are gifted
by listening
to this.
They all do.
I hope
you
do. Because I want you to listen to this, and then I want you to pick up a mirror and look at yourself in that mirror. And then what's going to happen, hopefully, is you're going to walk in the bathroom and puke your guts out. How dare you? How dare you?
Do this to anybody. Do this to me. Do this to Scott. Do this to any other person who has a genuine interest in the paranormal.
Exactly. I'm sick to death of it. I hope you do that. I really hope you do. And if you don't, you're sicker than I thought you were. Real big problem. Keep your antennas up, people, because they're out there.
They are.
We're letting you know about it right now. This is a show about information. Here's the information for this week.
There are bad people out there wanting to get you. They want to take your money. They want to take your time. They want to, and they'll get you.
They want to start drama. They're just because you may have something they don't have.
Yeah.
They're jealous of that, so they try to stick it to you.
Yeah.
Piss off. You're nobody to me. Because no matter what you do with ghostly talk or with anything we do in our lives, you're not going to stop it. You're not going to stop it. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Well, you know what? I guess that's pretty true.
Yeah. Because we're still doing it. Yeah. I'm going to still do ghostly talk until nobody listens anymore.
Yeah.
Or until I get something bigger, some bigger gig.
Just piss off. I mean, I'm sorry. Just piss off. You
leave
me
us
sick.
Basically, the few people that we're talking to, and we've devoted now 20 minutes.
And that's enough.
That's enough to these people. But to these people, leave us alone.
That's our gift to you. We finally said it. You win. We said it.
Yeah.
It's out now. Piss off. Die. Go away. I have nothing but bad things to say to you. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
That's it. And with that,
let's take a break.
I am not going, I will not tell anybody what happened, so don't email us and ask us what happened. I will not talk about this anymore to anybody.
We're done.
I'm done. I've just washed my hands of it.
We both needed to do this.
Yeah.
We both agreed that we needed to do this.
And if any of the good people out there, any of the hardworking, you know, normal folks out there interested in the paranormal, if you're listening, these people are out there. Protect yourself.
Protect yourself.
And you can't protect yourself with a charm or a spell. You have to protect yourself by
real life
watching for it and then actively getting away from these bad people.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. Other than that, I'm done. I am done with that topic completely. There will be no more on Ghostly Talk. There will be nothing in email. I will not IM anybody about it.
As me.
I am done. This is it.
As me. If you try it, you're going to get a big piss off from me, too, on the IMs, because I'm not, no more. We're done.
We're not going to talk about it. So don't even ask. We're done.
All right.
That's it. Okay.
Let's take a quick
break.
We're
going to get to good stuff next.
Yeah.
I want to do some listener stories.
Yeah.
Plus, we're going, and there's a poem, too, that I want to read.
Oh.
And then there, because, you know, we had done that one with the haiku thing.
Yeah.
Someone wrote a poem and sent it to us in email. It's awesome.
Very cool.
And I also want to do a, talk a bit about Texas.
Well, yeah, yeah. You did a little trip this weekend.
I did.
In all the turmoil, you did take a little trip this weekend. I want, yeah. We
that was the day
that.
The turmoil started. I went and had an awesome time in it's just outside of Windsor, Texas
yeah.
Road, and I want to talk about that.
Ghostly Talk is crossing borders now.
Yeah, we're international. Well, we've been international,
yeah,
but now
yeah.
we're international ghost hunting.
We'll
all right,
in 1 second.
We'll be back.
It's paranormally scientific. It's Ghostly Talk.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts,
Doug
and Scott L.
Okay, dudes. We're back. And Scott is actually now starting up our Yahoo. And
yeah,
AIM.
Sorry, and all the bedlam I forgot.
No. I wouldn't have wanted to have been interrupted during that anyway.
Yeah.
So what happens is, you know, while we do Ghostly Talk, we are normally on Yahoo Instant Messenger. So if you have Yahoo Instant Messenger, pull it up and send us a message. We are Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, on Yahoo. Now.
On the Yahoo. On the AOL Instant Messenger, we registered GT Talk Show.
Yeah.
All run together with no spaces. GT Talk Show. So, that's on AOL. So Ghostly Talk on Yahoo, GT Talk Show on AIM.
Yeah.
So if you've got either of those services, fire them up, add us to your buddy lists or friend lists or whatever kind of lists they got, and send us messages during the show. We headed off during that little tirade, though.
Sorry.
Now.
Actually, it was probably for the better.
Let me read a listener story. So hand me some. Will's in our studio. He's helping out by handing me papers and stuff. Now. I do have, oh my gosh, do you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I printed off a story and I didn't write down who it was. Oh, I do know who this is. No,
great.
I do not know who this is. First I'll read the poem because I know who that is. Then I'll take a break and look up who sent the story. Actually, the story is Mike's, I think, but I'm going to have
Mike's.
To look it up. It is
yeah,
Mike's.
Yeah, it's Mike's.
But let me read the poem. This poem is actually copyrighted A. McGregor, so if you enjoy it, you know, write to me. I'll pass along any emails that you have
yeah.
about it. Do not use it in
Please
your own publications. Okay? Because he sent this to us because we, I guess, entertained him a little bit during
so
that.
I guess he decided to entertain us, too.
So he entertained us, and we want to share it because it is so wonderful. This is from Andy. I'm not going to do this justice, you know? I'm reading it, and it's so good. I'm going to do so bad, okay? Sorry, Andy, but it's such a beautiful poem. Okay. Because it's so, some of it's kind of funny. All right. Tonight holds no sleep with the chill in my bones. All around me are strange, frightening tones. My head is spinning from the strange cries, for within the dark something spies. I pull up the blankets around me so tight, waiting for the sun to end this night. The door begins to creak, and a shadow does fall. A figure of a person appears on the wall. All of a sudden, there's a very bright light. A figure of a woman comes into sight. It is my ex-wife. I jump, I run, I'm gone in flight. Okay, what's cool
God,
about
I can
it?
Identify with that. I'm not even married, but the girlfriend.
Not ex-wife, but girlfriend, yeah. The what's cool about that poem is it sets it up. So spooky, so awesome, and then boom at the end, it's like, whoa. So I really thoroughly enjoyed that poem.
I think you did a very good job, because if I tried, I probably would have slaughtered that thing, so I, you know, better than I would have ever done. So I didn't kill it, Doug. It's cool.
Good. I know I enjoyed it when I read it, and then we didn't get to it on Listener Stories. We didn't do a follow-up on the poetry one, so I really wanted to read that.
Yeah, definitely. We want to get
so
to this stuff
thanks,
this week.
Andy, that's copyrighted poem. Do not use it in any other publications or broadcasts, because, you know, you don't have permission. Write to me. I'll pass it along to, you know, ghostlytalk@ghostlytalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pass along to Andy. Andy will either give you permission or not. Okay.
All right.
Here's a story. This is not Mike's story. This is from Kyle, but it's not Kyle's story. It was on his message board, but
okay.
He's given us permission to use it.
Great.
So, this is a story about the Ouija board, which is interesting because the Ouija board has been a hot topic of conversation.
A lot of arguing.
A lot of arguing about Ouija boards.
Heated arguing, too.
Yeah, I think everybody knows my viewpoint, but I'm not going to talk about, we're not talking about viewpoints. We're just going to read the story, and then we'll talk about the story a little bit. This is not Kyle's story, it's someone on his message boards, okay? When I was 16 years of age, my Uncle Seth was showing off one of his weekly buys from the local flea market. He had picked up a Ouija board. Not your average Ouija board, but one carved on the top of a solid piece of oak. It was beautiful. Shortly thereafter, my aunt started to complain about walking up, finding my uncle toiling with it. It seems he became obsessed with it. My aunt refused to partake in the game, but observed while other friends would sit with Seth on weekends until late hours. Okay, I read that wrong, but basically she was mad and wasn't going to have anything to do with it, but he'd play for hours on end with friends. On one of my few trips to my uncle's, I was coaxed into sitting down at this thing while my girlfriend watched. It began slowly, barely twitching, then started gently swaying from left to right, then back. Suddenly, it began to shudder and stop, resting above the letters that my girlfriend Sandra quickly jotted down. She started to laugh because the words were cussing me out. I mean, some really harsh language, things I couldn't repeat, and all focused directly to me. This went on for about 10 minutes when I finally told my uncle to chill out on the insults, and he assured me convincingly that it was not him. Needless to say, I didn't take the abuse for long and got off the board. Mm-hmm. I didn't think much of it. Then about 2 weeks later, on a trip to my aunt's to drop something off for my mother, Sandra and I were asked to come in for coffee, so we did. Seth was out of town hunting for a couple days, so we figured she was lonely. Sandra quickly tugged me over to the board, which sat in the corner. I was reluctant, but I agreed, just to amuse her. We barely had our fingertips upon it when it took off, moving fiercely back and forth, stopping abruptly above the letters, then jolting to the next, spelling the words, fire, fire, burn, burn. She looked at me and said, stop, or you'll scare your aunt.
Fire,
burn, burn. We had plans and were running late. After we got in the car, I told her I didn't think that was funny. We argued for a while, and she swore to me it wasn't her, and I believed her. To my family's shock and to our horror, my aunt and uncle's trailer burned to the ground 4 nights later, taking them in their sleep. May they rest in peace. And evidently, someone named Mike, had posted that on Kyle's message board. Kyle's message board, do you know what? I can't. It's called the Paranormal Room. That I know, but I don't remember the URL. I'll dig it
we'll
out
call
during the next
up,
break.
Yeah, call it
the
break.
Because I just have it in my links, so I just click on it.
No, don't try quoting me a URL. Cause all mine are linked too, and it's like.
Oh, I know. Usually, I remember these things. And how much time do we have?
Oh, we have plenty of time.
Oh, we have too much time.
I
want to
talk about that
story. Oh, let's
really,
talk about it. Cool.
It's a very interesting story, obviously. We hear none too much about stories of the same with the same framework, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone comes to someone in a dream and says,
something's going to happen.
Something's going to happen. Or, actually, I have a friend who, when I got into this thing, I had, it's funny, like, when you publicly announce that you're a ghost hunter, everybody comes from the woodwork asking you questions, and they think you know something. And I had friends doing the same thing, going, hey, man, I had one of my close friends from high school, his wife, called me one day, and she's like, hey, I'm really scared, because my buddy was out of town on business at the time. And she was like, hey, I'm really scared here. I'm like, well, what's wrong? And she's like, well, I have a friend. I was sleeping, and I woke up, or at least I think I woke up, and I looked in the corner of the room, and I saw my friend just standing there. He didn't say anything at all. He didn't say a word to me. He just looked at me. But I got the impression, the feeling, that everything's okay. I'm fine. Everything's cool. Just relax. That's exactly what she said to me in the email. I remember this email she sent me.
I thought you said she called.
She did call.
Oh, okay.
We're getting to that.
Oh, all right. Go.
No, but yeah. So we did talk on the phone about it for a little while.
I question everything now. Even you.
Oh, you got your flashlight back. And
I got my flashlight back. I'm happy. You did not.
Yeah,
sell
but
it.
Yeah, I did. She did. Initially, she sent me the email, and I'm like, whoa. So I called her.
Oh, okay.
And that's when we got to. That's when we got to. And she's
when
like,
you were
whoa.
Talking in detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we found out this particular person committed suicide about 3 hours before that. Because she woke up like in the middle of the night. She's like, roughly, I looked at the clock kind of and saw what time it was, but roughly about 3 hours before that, their friend committed suicide because she got a phone call from another friend who was a mutual friend, you know, the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, Mark's dead. You know, and then she explained to her what happened. And then Jen's like, oh, my God. You know,
why didn't you write this up? This is horrible.
I think,
but talked
about it. I think we may have talked about it on a previous show. I don't know.
When
but
was this?
This was long. This is about, God, this is a while ago. Actually.
Oh, okay.
But she was scared. She was really freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Which, God, I'd be scared too. By I mean, even me. Ooh, yeah. If I woke up in the middle of the night and saw somebody chilling in the corner of my room, going, "Hey, dude, it's cool." You know? First thing I'm gonna be like, "Where's my baseball bat?" Second of all, you know, it's like, "What's going on here?" But it's the same type of framework, though.
A forewarning, or that could have been a post warning, but of some event, a paranormal.
Yeah.
Warning or information that was obtained paranormally.
Yeah.
About
well,
events.
The question I have too. Now, I hate to be the storyteller tonight myself, but I had something happened to me personally when my grandmother was dying. She had cancer. I remember my mom. She was over there, like, God, you know, bless my mother, because, well, it was her mom, but she spent about 3 weeks at my grandma's house, 12 hours a day. Feeding her, taking her to the bathroom, the mm-hmm. whole shot, you name it. She couldn't do anything for herself. And all I heard my mom do was screaming. I mean, I'm a kid that just got out of high school, mind you. I got everything on my mind but family, okay?
I'm
ready to do,
party.
Yeah. So I remember my mom yelling at me every day about, go see your grandma. She's not going to be here much longer. Go see your grandma. I was like, yeah, I get around to it, no problem, you know. I remember this one night I called my buddy Dave, and he's like, yeah, we're going to meet and get some dinner. You know, you go out a lot, eat out a lot when you're that age.
Yeah.
So we were like, we're going to meet up at Herschel's and chill and have some coffee and, you know, and just, you know, kick back and relax. So I'm sitting in the parking lot waiting for him, and he's, you know, fashionably late all the time. So he was late, so I'm sitting there, and I got to thinking about my grandma. And I don't know why. To this day, I can't understand it. But I just broke down. I just broke down right in my car in this parking lot and wept my eyes out. I don't know why. My friend Dave pulled up, and I'm like, I jumped in his car, and I'm like, take me to my grandma's house, which he knew. He's been down there numerous times with me, so he knew exactly where she was at. And he knew what was going on, too. He's like, no problem, dude. So we got in the car and shot down to my grandma's house. Went and saw my grandma, talked to my grandpa. She didn't even know who I was. She thought I was my uncle Wayne, who died a couple years before she did.
Oh, man.
Which is that's hard enough, right?
Yeah.
She was calling me Wayne, which was, that's pretty hard, too. So I did that, and I left there a complete wreck. Got my car. My buddy took me back to the house. We sat there, and we just sat and talked for a while. Went to bed that night. 4 o'clock in the morning, my sister shakes me in bed and says, get up. I'm like, well, what's going on? She's like, grandma died. She passed away. And I was like, what the heck happened to me, you know?
Well, you probably felt like you were hit in the head with a baseball bat, because that's what I felt like I heard the news that my grandmother passed away.
But, yeah, well, of course, you know, the hearing the news, but I thought about that, and I was like, somewhere else was telling me, or I don't even know how to phrase it, but
the timing. You mean you're
I'm talking about the timing. Because a lot of this is timing with stories like this. It's timing. It's like a couple hours before, a couple hours after. You talk to someone. We've talked about numerous stories where somebody talks to a person who, you know, just they bumped into someone on the street and they have a nice conversation, and then they go looking around for the person again and they go, hey, you know that old, you tell that story about the old farmer.
Yeah, the farmer guy.
I mean, he's been dead for 50 years. What are you talking about? You know, timing. That's what a lot of these stories have to deal with, too, is because you see a person, you talk to them, or you get a message from somebody or whoever, or in Jen's case, you know, in her bedroom, And next thing you hear, that person's gone.
Yeah, there's also phone calls. People have received phone calls after, you know, somebody has been deceased from the deceased.
I know I've heard vaguely. I have not investigated this yet, but I think it's carried over into the digital realm, too. I did come across a story, which I should look it up.
I think I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Somebody received an email.
The one that I heard wasn't an email. It was a post on a message board.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That happened after the fact, and, you know, like the following day or something. I mean, so it wasn't like, you know, okay, well, so-and-so passed away, and then this email was mistimestamped or something.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's watching this message board, you know, and responding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the next day, there's a post from somebody who had, you know,
been dead the day before.
Yeah, was dead the day before. And then suddenly they stopped posting, and so somebody called or whatever and found out, no, they had passed away on whatever day. And they're like, no, they can't have, because they posted on this day.
You know what, but I really, let's try to analyze that for a second, though, because, okay, great, that person posted the day after they were dead. Okay, that's pretty creepy. Yeah.
Or sent an email, or you know, whatever it was. But I
couldn't
think it was
It be very easy for someone to get on their computer if they know
why
a
would
password?
They hope something like that? Well, yeah, that's true. That is true.
We've seen sicker things happen in the
I've seen sicker week. Things happen in the past year. Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, why wouldn't maybe somebody made it was an accident? It was a mistake. Because, I mean, honestly, I mean,
it could have been. It could have been. I mean, but at the same time, it could have been really. I mean, if you keep your mind open, which is what I hope everybody does. It could have been simply a mistake, a time stamp or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, just speaking from experience, and it's happened on my computer a lot of times. For example, somebody comes over and is hanging out and they want to log on to their Yahoo, or they want to go into a message board and they log themselves in and say, for example, let's say a message board, because that's what we're talking about. They log into the message board under their ID and they do their thing and blah, blah, blah. And then I go on there inadvertently because my stuff's always already logged in and I don't pay no attention, and I post something. That's happened to me. Me being the fine, upstanding citizen that I am, I usually keep an eye on that kind of stuff, and it's like, that's not me. I'm going to log out of that and log in as myself.
Right.
So,
but if you miss it, if it's the same color scheme and stuff. Or well, there's also the fact that, you know, like some of these kinds of things, they let you create a message to send later. Like they don't let you schedule when the message is going to be sent. But they have like a draft folder kind of thing.
Yeah.
So perhaps somebody, you know, fired up the computer and then it says, oh, you've got an unsent message in your draft. What do you want to do, yes or no? And they might have clicked yes. So it might have been somebody else, like, looking on the computer to find, you know, to erase it or to do whatever
porn
they need to
or
do.
Whatever else they
all the porn. But yeah, I mean, there's that kind of thing, too. I mean, it could have just been a digital coincidence.
I really think it would be. I mean, who knows?
It's hard to say.
Who knows?
But I'm keeping my mind open.
Oh, so am I.
It'd be interesting to hear more stories of that kind of
stuff. Yeah, if you got anybody out there, hey, hit us.
GhostlyTalk@GhostlyTalk.com.
Yeah, hit us with that.
But the, do you know, I never in a million years thought we would talk about that tonight.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, we knew pretty much what we were going to talk about. That was not it. We're going to take a break and come back. I'm going to tell my story of Texas Road,
yeah.
And then we're going to do the, if we have time, one more story.
Great.
Okay.
Be back in 1 second.
Ghost hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
Are you tired?
Well, I feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck.
I think.
Yeah.
Blood rushing to my head, that first bit.
Well, that first bit was, it was ranting.
About as emotional I think I've ever been on the air before.
And then that second bit that we just got through was classic Ghostly Talk stuff.
Oh,
I mean, that was awesome.
That's what we like to do. That's what we like to do around here.
Oh,
God
gosh,
forbid
yeah.
we talk about ghosts, you know. Jeez.
Anything but ghosts.
Yeah.
On Ghostly Talk. But
Texas Road, man. Let's talk about
this. Oh, this was cool. This was cool. Actually, we also have Will in the studio. He went, so if you want to chime in. Oh, let me bring up.
I got
you. Cool.
Say hi, Will.
How's it going, everyone?
Cool. So anyway, Will and I headed out to Canada on Wednesday night. And we were supposed to meet Kyle of the Paranormal Room. Oh, do you know what? I didn't get that that URL.
Call it up.
I gotta call it up.
I think I know what it is off heart, by heart, actually.
Oh, what is it?
It's www.paranormalroom.com/coolgb.
C-O-L-L-G-B?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was just... I'll look it up.
Yeah,
look
call it up.
But
call it up.
Tell the story. Tell the story of us. But while I'm looking it up, you tell the story about getting there, because we had a heck of a time getting.
Well,
now we had all our
board.
Stuff. Yeah, in order to get to Canada nowadays, okay, you got to have like, you know, a blood sample, a skin graft. You've got to have hair clippings and basically you need your because. You know, because all that 9/11 stuff from 2 years ago, or a year ago, or whatever it was, there's the, you definitely need your birth certificate and your driver's license, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we gathered all our stuff. I had to go and get a copy of my birth certificate because I was just unprepared. Went and got it a week ago, and then on Wednesday, Will and I head out, and we just had a heck of a time getting to Canada. You talk about it while I look up the URL.
First of all, we decided we're going to, you know, take the tunnel at first, and that really wasn't going to work. That was backed up to, you know, wherever, Timbuktu. So we decided we were going to take the bridge instead.
Uh-huh.
Well, the tunnel, you can't make a left anymore off of Jefferson.
Really?
Yeah, they blocked it all off. They had cops there blocking it all off. You had to go around, down by the lodge, and then come back around.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been 19, so.
It was all backed up down the lodge.
Oh, no.
So,
dude, this was on a Wednesday at 8 p.m., or just before 8 p.m., and it was horribly backed up.
And there were no semis going hitting the tunnel at all. None. It was all people going over to the casino or going to the bars, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a work day, you know?
God, yeah.
So we decided, you know, forget this. Let's just go to the bridge and see if we can't get through faster there. But we get over there, and it just looks backed up.
The trucks were backed up, you know, from the bridge, which is like a mile away or something, all the way down. We had to stop on I-75.
Oh, yeah.
Like a good, like, quarter or half mile from the exit, from the whatever exit it is there. And it was Porter Street.
Yeah.
So we had to stop, like, a good half mile away, and there's all these trucks, like a million of them. They're backed up. You could only see trucks backed up for miles.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Well, we were sitting there. We're like, well, how we should abort?
Yeah, we're like, abort, abort, abort. This is not going
to
happen.
You guys are trying to find a way to rent a pontoon or something like that to cross the water.
Exactly. And of course, Will's like, okay, well, how do we contact Kyle? What's his number? Because Will had a cell phone with him. And I'm like, we don't. we don't. We can't send an email. We can't contact him because I don't know his number. I don't even know if he has a cell. We have no way of contacting him, and it was at this point I think 7:55.
Yeah,
and we're like, we're never ever gonna get to Canada. I mean, until like 10.
That's just to Canada. That's not.
That was just Canada. That we had to meet and then go there. Yeah.
So all of a sudden it just started moving. We just the whole line getting off the exit just started moving and moving at a pretty decent speed.
Wow.
And we were shocked, and we. Got through and got to go over the bridge and
what do they do
to you guys?
Well, there's two lines. There's the
script
line,
search, anything cool like that.
We were hoping, but it didn't work out that way. there's this line for the trucks to get over the bridge, and then there's a line for the cars.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was no line for the cars.
No.
I mean, we pulled right up to a change booth and, you know, did the toll kind of thing, and then just drove right up, and we were what, third or maybe fourth car
awesome.
In line for customs. I know.
It's great.
But we happened to get there just before 8 o'clock. And cause,
wow.
Because it was like 5 minutes to 8 at that point or so.
Right.
And
you guys did move pretty quick.
But it was shift change.
Oh.
So we had to wait for that.
Oh, wonderful.
But then, oh my gosh. Okay, I got to tell this part. It's like really, really freaky. Okay, so we get up to the booth thing, and it's like 2 minutes to 8 or so. And he's like, citizenship, United States. Where are you going? Oh, no, he has that later. Do you have proof of your citizenship? And I'm like, yep. So I handed him my stuff, and then I reached over and I got the stuff from Will, and he takes my stuff, my driver's license and birth certificate in hand, and then he gets a phone call.
Oh, great.
His phone and his little
booth
rings. Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, no. I mean, I just instantly thought that was the phone call that they must get when they randomly pick a cop.
You know, and they pop it with the camera. When you pull up, they have a camera that, that aims at the back of the car, and they get the license plate.
Oh, and they're probably like, oh, my God, arrest him. But but I thought that they were going to pull us over. I thought that that phone call was like, hey, dude, you got to grab that one, you know? And I thought, oh, no, we're going to get, like, the works. You know, we're going to get the strip search. We're going to get, you know, the evidently, when they take your car apart, they take it apart and they just leave it in pieces all over the place.
Oh, that's happening.
And then they don't even, like, give you a wrench or anything to put it back together. And the seats are, like, laying all over and the carpeting is out. I mean, it's just, like, completely... And I thought for sure that that this kind of thing was going
to
happen.
Rubber glove
was
going to go up to the shoulder, you know.
Yeah, the rubber glove. And then you're like, oh, no. And then I get to put my car back together after that. So I thought, oh, this sucks. But it turns out, evidently, it was just a friend calling because...
hey, what's up, man?
Because he, like, opened up my birth certificate and hardly even glanced at it. And but, you know, I guess he made sure I was, you know, United States. And then he hands it back to me. He didn't even want Will's. And he says, where are you going? We said, casino. And he goes, okay, go.
Yeah, I don't know how you... that'd be the first time they probably ever heard that one. So, what's your citizenship? U.S. What's your business here? We're going ghost hunting. Can you please pull over? I can hear it happening right now. Good call in the casino there.
Well, no, it turns out we... but it turns out we weren't actually lying, because we were meeting Kyle at the casino.
Oh,
and
hey.
So it worked out.
You dodged that sin, didn't you?
Yeah, I did not lie. I do not lie like that. I you know, I might lie like a rug, but I don't lie to customs. So, no, I don't lie. Not often. Anyway, right. so we go to the casino. We're going to meet on the roof, and we go up to the roof, and that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
What, get stairs?
No. We drove up, but it's like these steep inclines. And you know I've got a stick-shift car.
Cobo Hall here in Detroit has that.
Yeah.
And sick. Ugh.
But we made it up to the roof in my little car, and Kyle evidently was expecting, like, well, he expected more people because I had invited a lot of people to the Texas Road Hunt.
Uh-huh.
And there was Kyle and John who was there in their minivan. And then I was in my little, you know, escort blowabout. Yeah. It was actually pretty cool.
The car rocks.
He,
I don't care what he says.
He expected like three black vans with, with, you know, with people in full like riot gear kind of ghost hunting.
Well, they wait for the parade to come through first, and then here you guys come in the black vans and hop out.
And you know, like, but it was just, you know, me and Will. So so evidently that put his fears to rest. And then we took off. We went to Texas Road, which is not easy to find anymore. They took the sign down.
Mm.
It's about 20 minutes outside of Windsor. You have to, you know, go on some expressway and stuff. It's actually close to, what, Amherstburg?
Actually, it's in Amherstburg.
Oh, okay. So we go out there. And,
so you guys were in, like, real Canada, not fake Canada, like Windsor.
Right. not U.S. Canada.
Yeah.
Kyle has a Canadian accent.
Oh, really?
He's like, true Canadian.
I found something to bust his chops on.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I was teasing him about it. But actually, it was quite enjoyable. But he's got, you know, everything. It's the A and the about and everything like that. So it was actually pretty cool. And so anyway.
Yes, we embrace every culture here at Ghostly Dawn.
It was a true international ghost hunt, so it worked out really well. And John was absolutely a very hard worker, actually. He had, you know, a flashlight and a camera and stuff like that, and he was like, he was going to town.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, pictures and listening, and I mean, he was like really serious. And Kyle had just gotten his camera, his digital camera, which is actually a little bit, it's the same kind as mine,
mm-hmm.
except for it's either a newer model or mm-hmm. something. I don't think I think the screen is smaller. That I don't like about it. But it'll take actually 30 seconds of video.
Oh, cool.
So my camera is just a still shot camera, and his will actually take video, which
is
totally awesome. He's basically, this was the hunt he was using to learn how to use it. You know, and so quite often, even though, you know, when I go out, I know where all the buttons are just by feel on my camera because it's one of the things you have to do to be able to work it in the dark. Yeah. And so this was his learning process. So he was, you know, we were using the flashlight and stuff and trying to figure out all the buttons. But it worked out really well because it was pretty active. We got a lot of orbs. But then it started raining.
Aww.
And, you know, rain will
and you people thought that they were going to run into, like,
I thought
the headless Bakersfield death monster from hell.
Well, I thought we would see apparitions, but evidently on Texas Road, the thing is, oh, we took EVP recordings, but I have not had time. Mm-hmm. And if anybody knows what went on this past week, you guys know there's no way anybody had time to listen to an hour and a half of recording. So I don't know if we got any EVPs. If we did, I'll, you know, play them on the air.
Yeah.
But the it was actually pretty cool because the Texas Road has a couple of different stories. There's a footbridge. You park at the end of the road, and then there's you walk a little bit, and there's this footbridge kind of thing. And that has a story of what, a guy having tossed his two children in the water to drown or something. And so sometimes you hear, you know, kids crying or, you know, things like that. Then people have reported apparitions, full apparitions on the footpath. And, of course, at the end of the footpath is a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I got, speaking of which, if you want to see some pictures, Kyle's board or Kyle's website is www.paranormalworld.coolgb.com.
I was close.
You were pretty cool.
Very close.
Yeah, that was awesome. But so www.paranormalworld.coolgb.com, and he's already got some photos up.
Great.
And so he is. After all the stuff, it starts to rain. So we did the standard stuff. We took pictures. We were learning Kyle's camera.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun. We talked. We laughed. We did some serious stuff. We took a group picture, which was awesome because there happens to be this like bizarre
cross monument
temple
altar.
Thing, their altar, and so we took this. So that was a perfect height to put my camera on and take a group photo.
Huh.
So we took a photo of us, and then it starts to rain, so we go back to the footbridge. And we're standing there talking, and we're working on cameras and stuff like that. And we were talking at that time, I think, about power or something, like how batteries die and stuff like that.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's this noise. There's a noise
like
coming.
Falling out of the tree and hitting the ground. Something like, very big.
Yeah, like something I would say the size of a Doberman falling out of a tree and hitting the ground.
Big thump.
A big thump. Like thump, thump, thump. And the last thump was like something, you know, like you tossed a 50-pound bag of potatoes in the air. It hit a tree and falls down and lands on the ground. That's what it sounded like.
You sure that guy didn't throw his kids out of a tree or something?
Well, I don't know. The line that you're drawing is exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And then we heard it again.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we're like, oh, that was weird. You know, we were flashing in the, you know, trying to see what fell. What's interesting about it is it didn't make any sense to me because it did sound like something was thrown and thumped to the ground or fell out of a tree and thumped to the ground. And then it didn't run away. So like if it was some tree climbing animal that fell out of the tree, you'd think it would have ran away or got up and made more noise, but after the ground thump thump,
mm-hmm.
that was it. It just stopped.
Ugh.
So, and we heard it twice.
We never saw anything either.
We never saw anything.
And it was close.
It was close. I mean, we heard it with our physical ears and everything. It was close, and it was something thumping to the ground twice.
Is there any other legends that anybody knows about that area, just besides the kids going, you know, doing the dive off the, well, care of their father?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Wasn't there one that John said about a guy jumped off the bridge into the river and killed himself?
Could be. I wasn't.
Like
I didn't get to talk to John too much until dinner afterwards.
There's water at the bottom of this bridge, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
There's water under this bridge, but it's, you know, really low now, and
you can tell there was definitely a lot more water there. You know, say 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Now
there was more water there then, but now it's, you know, the banks have, you know, the water has receded down and there's a lot of bank to the river. Yeah.
Strange. That's weird. I know we talked about it last night in the car. And, you know, you actually let me hear the tape, which those little speakers on those tape players don't
do
anything.
It did not
do
it justice, no.
But, I mean, it's actually funny because you hear all the guys going, what was that?
Yeah, that's pretty much what you hear on the tape. It's like, there it was again.
Yeah.
Hey, what was that?
I don't know. It's, you know, just
doesn't make sense.
A typical, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know? But hopefully, when we get a chance to review that, we'll be able to air that for you guys, too. Maybe have it for,
yeah.
have a download on the site or something like that.
But, unexplainable. I would call those two things falling out of the tree and not running away unexplainable because they didn't run away. If it was an animal, it would have ran away.
Maybe
it was a dead animal.
Maybe it was a squirrel with a steroid problem. You know, big old squirrel, you know.
A really big, a 50-pound squirrel.
And
yeah.
Maybe it fell out of the tree, hit the ground. And then just kind of, I don't know, maybe just kind of...
Didn't feel like getting up?
Yeah, just...
Or was stunned?
Maybe it fell. Maybe it fell and hit the ground and said, you know, this is pretty nice down here.
It's comfy down here, too.
Yeah, you know, and maybe...
It's kind of cold
maybe,
up in
you know,
the
Maybe, squirrels can camouflage. Maybe he just camouflaged himself right into the landscape there and you guys didn't see him.
Yeah.
Another story explained.
I'll
Thank
keep
you.
It, yeah, hooray. I'll keep my mind open.
We never saw
you.
We never saw any beady little eyes or some little squirrel or big.
Well, no, this is a big, big monster desk squirrel.
Why not? I mean, the things are different
hey,
in Canada a little bit, so maybe they have monster squirrels.
Yeah, this is a show about the paranormal. You know, we're open to that kind of stuff.
Cryptozoology.
Yeah,
I was thinking two-headed squirrel.
Two-headed.
Yeah,
squirrel.
I mean, why not? They are across the river from Detroit.
Yeah, you know what? They drink the water. Jeez,
they drink
it.
The water from Detroit. It's like, there you go.
One thing, we got a couple minutes here.
Not enough.
I wanted to hit you guys with this. We were at Morrow Road last night.
Yes,
and
we were at Morrow Road.
Any of you dedicated listeners have heard me rant and rave about how much I hate that place. We went there last night, and Tom was with us from Paper Target. Wonderful cameraman.
Yeah, PaperTarget.net.
Who is one of the most cynical people. I love him. I love that guy. He cracks me up. But he's got his camera. And we're talking about the legend of Morrow Road, where you pull up in your car on the bridge.
Right, the south second, bridge.
The south
yeah.
bridge, yeah. And you stop the car, you pull your keys out and put them on a dash. And
before you can grab the keys.
Well, supposedly you see a light.
Oh, okay.
And then you, like, oh, my God, it's a ghost! And then you grab your keys and you try to put them in the ignition. Supposedly, the apparition or the entity is in your car. So, you know, we're sitting there and I'm like, you know, we're talking about it. And I'm like, and then I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I'm ready. Because I'm scared of that. I really am scared of that. And Tom's like, well, I'll go. I'll do it, too. I'll put the camera right in the car. You know, he's got his camera with that big thing on there.
Yeah.
So, Tom jumps in, we turn the car around, we pull it up on the bridge, and meanwhile the whole crew's out there, and ooh, hey, what's up, guys? And
is that what we were doing?
Pretty
oh
much. What I just saw hands flailing and
yeah.
you know, just everything. So we pull up, Tom's like, okay, what do we do now? I'm like, okay, pull the keys out, throw them on the dash, and we're like, okay.
And wait for the light.
And then somebody, we're like, and then Tom and his usual wonderfulness, he's like, okay, what do we do now, guys? And then we heard, like, I think it was Tim or somebody, he's like, honk the horn 3 times! So, okay, nothing's going on. Okay, let's back it up. Let's do it again. So now we're just getting gawked at by everybody else. So we back it up again, pull it up on the bridge, pull the keys out, throw them on the dash. Sit there again. And meanwhile, Tom's got the camera pointed at the back seat of the car.
Waiting for the light
waiting
to come into the back seat, yeah.
The car. So we pull it up again, throw the keys in the dash, nothing happens. We sit there, and there's then Tom wallows in his.
Yeah, he's like the urban legend.
Another one proved, yeah, like a big victory for him. So
another urban legend proved false.
So now we're not saying that it's not true,
but it did not happen.
Maybe it's more like a horror movie. Maybe you have to go out there by yourself, and you know, because we had like a whole group of guys out there, like okay, they got the cameras
yeah,
ready.
We were waiting.
We got like the
yeah.
whole camera crew out there waiting for it to happen, and I would say, unfortunately, nothing happened.
I got there too early. It was only, what, 8:30, 9 o'clock?
It was,
yeah,
it was dark.
Early.
Yeah,
it was dark, but it was early.
But,
and it was cold.
The point, yeah, oh my God.
Because I didn't have a coat.
Okay, well, the point is, though, is that I've been fearing that for the last year. And I'm glad that I actually got to go do it. I mean, I want to do it again, I think. My, now the fear factor is down.
Yeah.
I want to go and do it again, like, more on a more intimate level without, like, 800 people out there. Ooh, their cameras.
With all cameras.
Making fun of me and Tom. You know?
Oh, yeah, when you laughed, that was pretty cool.
Oh. I laughed. Like, I told you guys earlier, I laughed half the way home.
Oh, we figured you'd be turning around half the way home, like, looking in your back seat.
I had the radio just blaring. No, there was, if every ghost was in that car, they'd be scared out of that thing. From the noise.
The heavy
music
metal,
I had to go on that night. So, yeah, I mean, I can scare a ghost away. I just put on the heavy stuff and they back off. But, yeah, I mean, that was actually a very cool trip, though. I mean, for the short amount of time I was out there, and I had to head back down here, south, back into the city again to take care of business. But I got to do it finally. And I know people have been, like, making fun of me about that for a while. Like, oh, you're a scaredy cat. I'm like, well...
Well, you got to tell Scott that it didn't work.
Yeah.
So when you see him, tell him it didn't work. You know, the other Scott. The Scott
yeah.
from
Oh,
the
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he's the one that got me scared of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... We have practice tomorrow. I'm going
to
have to talk to him about
you'll
that.
Have to mention that you tried it, and it's...
We should, like, Scott, we should just put Scott in the back seat, because he'd just be like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great. The ghost.
Cool. But it is 8 o'clock.
I know.
It is 8 o'clock.
I ended up having fun on the show.
We had a great time.
When we started out, we're like, we knew we were going to start out with a rant.
It's been a solemn night here ever since I got here. It's been a solemn night.
Yeah.
We've been talking and
we're working
the poisons out right now, regardless of what's going on. It's just don't worry about it, but we're working the poisons out. But I think it was actually a very good show for us because we did get to just go wah! And let it out.
Yeah.
And at the same time,
we got to tell some cool stories.
Convey some good information still.
And we got to, yeah.
And make people think.
I hope people think about it. We didn't get time to do Mike's story.
Let's try to work it in next week. Let's try to work it in next week.
But now we know that there will be more ghostly talks.
Hooray. Yeah. Hooray.
Both of us decided.
Yeah.
We're
the never-ending saga.
We're not ending it just because of a few bad people, and we are out of here for this week.
Yeah, definitely. We're out here for this week, so...
dudes, one announcement real quick.
Yeah.
I heard, I don't know this for sure, so you might want to check out, you know, West Michigan Ghost Hunters site. I heard, I think, did they say they were going to add another, like, not a full night tour, like on the 26th of Felt Mansion. But I think they're going to do another one of them three-hour ones for in November.
Really?
Before the end of the season. I don't know. I'm not positive. I thought that they were going to try that. I don't know if she's gotten anything about
check out
that
the
yet.
Site. Check
so,
out the site.
Yeah, check out Ghost, WM Ghost. But if not, what is it?
It's geocities.com/WM Ghost.
Yeah, if they did end the season on the 26th, then there'll be a whole other year of Felt Mansion coming up next year. So watch the West Michigan Ghost Hunters site for details.
And the winter's coming, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say.
I know. The winter is...
cold out.
Yeah, the winter is like...
But that's good. That's good for us, though, because it's gonna just make our jobs harder.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be, like, really pressed for good, informative ghostly talk.
But that means, still, send in the emails.
Yeah.
Send in the topics. Tell us what you guys want, because that's what we're doing. It's just about, like, the last month of ghostly talk. It's basically been listener-driven.
Yeah.
It really has. It's been like, they want to hear about it. Let's talk about it. Let's work on it. And we love doing that kind of stuff. We just love it. It's great.
In fact, I started last week before all the drama hit to redo, you know, I'm doing redoing the Ghostly Talk site plus the message board.
Uh-huh.
I moved all the data over to the new message board,
yeah.
And then I didn't have time to finalize it.
Uh-huh.
And then all the drama hit. So
yeah,
I was unable to finish that. But I will get those off.
Yeah, so there is going to be a lot of things coming up here. New and improved, better than ever. Fired up. You know,
yeah, we want this winter to be the best ghost hunting winter in the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to try our best to get out there and do whatever we can, but yeah, unfortunately, it's going to get cold. And
I know.
I'm not as young as I used to be. I just can't handle the cold anymore like I used to. So definitely, though, keep your eyes open. Tell us any stories, any news, anything. Throw it at us.
And Majda people, we're going to be, we are in for the 18th at Spruceville.
Yeah.
So we're going to be down in
Cannonball Running.
We're going to be down in Ohio at the Sprucevale Campout. So majda.net. That's majda.net.
Okay.
We're out of here.
That's enough news.
That's enough news. We should have done the news at the top of the hour, but we were too busy.
Too busy. Too busy yelling and screaming.
So.
On that note, I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And this was Ghostly Talk.